purpose of this program is to provide a guide on packing temperature-sensitive medical products using USAMA's approved insulating shipping containers and validated packing protocols. These packing protocols are defined as cold, moderate, and warm weather. They are designed to maintain temperature ranges between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius for at least 72 hours during shipment, depending on ambient temperature. When shipping refrigerated products, USAMA recommends using these packing protocols. These reusable containers are made of a 2-inch wall thickness, one-piece closed-cell polyurethane foam. They are CFC and HCFC free and comply with international clean air regulations. They can withstand crush compression in excess of 5,000 pounds. The containers are rendered useless if punctured in excess of 1 inch deep. The packing or layering of these insulated shipping containers, small, medium, large, and extra large, is the same in principle. The difference will be the size, amount, and combination of chilled or frozen gel packs used according to the selected packing protocol. Refrigerated gel packs must be conditioned at 4 degrees Celsius and frozen ones at minus 17 degrees Celsius for at least 24 hours prior to use. This is a 48-ounce gel pack. They are used when packing the large and extra-large containers. These 24-ounce gel packs are used for small and medium containers. The cold weather packing protocol is used whenever the ambient or outside temperature of the receiving site consistently remains below 55 degrees Fahrenheit. We begin the packing of these insulated shipping containers by placing a layer of refrigerated gel packs at the bottom of the container. Next, we'll activate our TempTail temperature monitor. While looking at the face of the TempTail, press and release the start button. You'll see a sunshine icon, which will appear in the left corner of the display. This means the TempTail is now activated. Now we will proceed to peel off the tape in the back of the TempTail and place it inside the corrugated box containing the product. The product is then loaded in the corrugated box above the first layer of gel packs. Then, the product is surrounded with more gel packs according to packing protocol specifications. Next, we'll place another layer of refrigerated gel packs on top of the corrugated box. On top of the gel packs, we'll place a cardboard barrier and then the last layer of chilled gel packs. Finally, we will insert the foam plug to seal the contents of the container. Whenever the ambient or outside temperature of the receiving site is consistently between 55 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit, we'll use the moderate weather packaging protocol. Lastly, the warm weather packing protocol is used when the receiving site temperature is consistently above 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The packaging of these two protocols is identical to the cold weather protocol, with a layer of chilled gel packs both above and below and around the product. The difference is that the last top layer of our moderate and warm weather packing protocols is a combination of chilled and frozen gel packs. We want to note here that frozen gel packs are placed always far away from the product. One can use a combination of different sizes of gel packs when packing if not enough gel packs of the right size are on hand. The key is the amount of thermal mass. As an example, if you're packing a small container and not enough 24-ounce gel packs are available, you can substitute with 48-ounce ones. As long as you have the same weight of gel packs in each layer at the correct temperature, it will provide essentially the same protection as the 24-ounce gel packs. Question 1. It's 65 degrees Fahrenheit outside and the same temperature at the receiving site. Should I use the cold weather packing configuration? The answer is no. Use the moderate weather packing protocol for all shipments where the temperature consistently stays between 55 degrees Fahrenheit and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Question 2. I don't have any of the 48-ounce gel packs, but I have a lot of smaller ones. Can I use the smaller gel packs in the large insulated shipping container? The answer is yes. The key is the amount of thermal mass. As long as you have the same weight of gel packs in each layer at the correct temperature, it will provide essentially the same protection as the larger gel packs.